Peace be with you, friends. We're continuing our reading of the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, and we're in the midst of this great Eucharistic revival in our country. So it's important for us to attend to these passages from John 6, because each one is telling us something very important about this most central of the sacraments. I want to share with you a couple lines from our Gospel for today, which names something that is so basic in the spiritual life. So Jesus has just done the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, and the people now are looking for him, and they've crossed the sea, and they say this, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." So they were satisfied at the physical level, and now they're looking for more of that. Again, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. In many ways, everybody, the whole spiritual life hinges on this statement. It's exceptionally difficult to live in this space. And much of the drama of our human lives comes from this tension. To be honest with you, much of the drama within the literature and art of the world comes from this tension. So what does he mean? Can I begin with a perhaps peculiar image? I might have shared this with you before, but it always comes to my mind when I read this. Teilhard de Chardin was a 20th century French Catholic theologian. And he reflected upon the fact that when he was about 4 years old, so old enough to remember, it was the custom at that time for even young boys, they'd let their hair grow very long. And then around the age of four, they'd give them their first haircut, right? So he remembers his mother putting him near the fireplace. And then she began to cut the locks of his hair. And to his horror, he said he looked down and saw one of the locks of hair, a curl of his hair, fall near the fire and whoosh, like that, be consumed. And it horrified him because he thought, well, here's something that was part of me. This is part of my body. And like that, it evanesces. Like that, it disappears. Is he that fragile? Even as a four-year-old, that's what occurred to Teilhard de Chardin. And in many ways, you could read his work, his theological work, as an attempt to find what doesn't pass away. But see, here's the kind of, let's be honest, grim truth. I'll state it bluntly. Everything in this world passes away. No exception. Everything in this world ultimately is like that little lock of hair that's just consumed by fire. What are the things that we work for? Well, we spend a lot of our time working for these passing, evanescent goods of the world, only to find that when they, as they inevitably will, fade away, we find ourselves frustrated. I'm going to give you just, you know, a couple of examples. So we begin with the image of food. They were satisfied, and now they're looking for more food that will satisfy them. Think of the best meal you've ever had. You go out to a restaurant, and you just have, it's your favorite food, and you've eaten so much of it. You're just filled. You say, I'm never going to eat again. Well, within a few hours, you're hungry again, no matter how good that meal was, how satisfying it was. You know, just the other day, as I record these words, it's not too long after the 4th of July, and Doug Cummins, our producer, had us over to his house for a picnic and with his family. And I had a burger, cheeseburger, I had a hot dog, I had watermelon, I had a piece of cake. You know, I had a big 4th of July banquet. And at the end of that, I felt that way, like, all right, I will never eat another bite of food. And I think that night, indeed, I didn't have any dinner. I was still so full. But the next morning, reliably, I was hungry again. The food of this world doesn't totally, ultimately, finally satisfy us. Of course not. You know, we work for a home, boy, I'm investing a lot of my money in this house, and that's my dream house. That's the house I wanted. I love it. It's got everything I want. And I enjoy it. But what inevitably happens, any homeowner will tell you, it begins to fall apart, it begins to wear out. It's got to be painted again. The roof's got to be fixed. The deck out and back, that gets run down. The electricity starts failing. You got to repave the driveway. And no matter how much you work on it, your dream house, it keeps sort of falling apart. And eventually, you'll sell that house. Eventually, somebody else will live in it. Eventually, it will be destroyed. I mean, I don't care how great your house is. It's passing. It doesn't last. It's evanescent. Think of entertainment. A lot of us seek with great passion forms of entertainment. I love, you know, a good baseball game. Go to a baseball game and the sights and sounds and smells of the stadium and the excitement of the game. And I like to keep score when I go to a baseball game to keep my mind in the you know, activity, and I'm keeping track of it, and I'm involved in it, and it's an exciting game, let's say, close game, and then your team wins at the end, and what a great day at the ballpark. Yeah, okay, and then you go home, and the stadium's left behind with a lot of, you know, junk up in the stands, and then the next day, your team loses big, and at the end of the season, they end up in fourth place or something. So, yeah, you've sought this great entertainment. Now, maybe you've got higher taste, and you want to go to a high-level concert, and you listen to, you know, a Beethoven violin concerto, and it's just terrific. You go hear an opera singer singing one of the great arias, and you're just caught up in the sheer beauty of it. But see, music especially is interesting in this regard. And in fact, some musicians have reflected upon this. Unlike, for example, a sculpture, you know, if you're Michelangelo and you sculpt the David, well, at least for a long time, David's going to be around. Music, you play it and like that, it's gone. You finish the whole concerto, the last note, and it fades away. It's gone. So it goes, everybody, with all forms of entertainment. They come and they go. You know, think even of things like our relationships, our families, our friendships, the people that mean the most to us. Beautiful? Yeah, absolutely. They last forever? Mm-mm. Some of the greatest pain we experience in life comes from the fact that the people we love the most, they eventually get sick and they die. We'll get sick and we'll die, every one of us. Every one of us, without exception. Jesus speaks words here, see, that are echoed by all the great spiritual masters. We all want to be happy. We all want to be happy. And so we seek happiness in all these different ways. You know, one more I was just thinking of, honor is something that we all seek, you know, to be recognized, to be appreciated. And something I've been graced with in my life is a number of honorary degrees. You know, people will invite you to the university campus and they have dinner for you and people say all kinds of nice things. And the next day you receive this diploma and everyone applauds. And it's lovely. You know, I mean, they're great moments, beautiful. And then, you know, you put the diploma up on a wall. That moment fades away, as they all do. And you might look at the diploma and, yeah, have a nice memory of that day. But what do you find yourself? Well, that didn't satisfy my desire. That, you know, left me still feeling kind of empty and looking for more. So it goes with everything in this world. So it goes. Here's an image that always comes to my mind, too, when I talk about this. And another 4th of July image. Fireworks that go off in the night sky and this beautiful burst of light and color and harmony, you know, when a really beautiful firework goes off. Ooh, ah, we love it. It is. It's gorgeous. It's like a rose window in the sky. And like that, it disappears. I don't know if you feel that way. I love fireworks. I always have. But there's always a sadness attached to them in my experience for that reason. There it is, and it's gone. Ah, look at that, and it's gone. Well, see, all of life, everybody, is like that. It's like a firework that goes off. Beautiful. Your relationships, your friendships, your honors, your pleasures, the best meal you ever had, all your entertainments, everything is like a burst of a firework. Okay, so what's the answer? Well, the spiritual masters again. What language do they use? Again and again, the language of attachment and detachment. Do not become attached to these things. Meaning that my life is all about this. You know, everything to me, it's about honor. It's about pleasure of the flesh. It's about success. It's about power. Mm-hmm. Don't attach yourself to these things because they will fade away and they will disappoint you. Rather, cultivate an attitude of detachment, which means you can appreciate all these things, and you should. Baseball game, terrific. Go, love it. Give yourself to it. Get lost in it. The 4th of July burgers and hot dogs, enjoy them. The honorary degree, terrific. Go, take it in. Enjoy it. But don't cling to any of them. Realize the 4th of July firework. They come and they go. Now, what should you search for? Don't seek these foods that pass away, but rather work for the food that endures for eternal life. What's that? Christ. Christ. What's he going to give them now as we continue reading John chapter 6? He's going to give himself as the bread of life. I myself am the bread come down from heaven, mind you. Not any of the bread of this earth. Everything in this world fades away. But I want to give you this bread that comes down from heaven. Order your whole life to Christ. He doesn't fade away. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then in light of that fundamental love, order all the other loves and interests of your life. Does that make sense? That's it, everybody. That's if you want the whole spiritual life. Augustine said, love God, then love everything else for the sake of God. So whether it's the ball game, it's a meal, it's a violin concerto, it's a friendship, it's anything in this world. Love it, sure. Love it. We're not Puritans. Love it. Savor it. But don't attach yourself to any of it. Look for the bread that lasts unto eternal life. And then in an attitude of detachment, love everything else for the sake of Christ. And God bless you.